Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 256. I'm Chris.
Woohoo!
Joined
yeah, Chris!
By Tony.
I'm here with beer.
And Fozzie.
Yes.
And Jeff.
I have beer.
And Don.
Am I the only one not drinking tonight?
Pansy. Yeah.
No, I had a drink tonight, but I'm not drinking currently.
Oh, okay.
I drank so much last night that I have to drink tonight to, like, make myself right.
Smart. Yeah,
balance it out.
Nice.
Yeah. No, well, like, there's no way to make the pain go away except drinking.
I'll go grab a beer in a minute just to feel like I'm fitting in.
Yeah.
I got my Stone O2 IPA, which is delicious.
That's a good one. Right. That's not the the lemon one, right?
No.
Okay.
This is the Session IPA. It's like a lower ABV version of the Stone IPA. It's actually delicious. And
I'm not a huge fan of Session IPAs. They're okay. Not my favorite.
They're not my favorite either, but this one is utterly delicious.
I will have to check it out.
Just like me.
I would eat you up, Hefe. I would eat you.
Oh, man.
All night long.
It's going weird places.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah,
very,
it is.
Very, very.
Oh, no.
E3 happened. It's over.
It's over already.
2015.
It started and finished.
Yeah, it did. It was, I don't know. It for me, it was kind of over on Monday, but...
Yeah, there wasn't a whole lot to look forward to on Tuesday, because I think... The one big press conference on Tuesday was Square Enix, and they'd, like, blown their load on the other conferences already.
Well,
that's one of the big three.
Nintendo did have... No. Well, they don't have a conference, but they did have their Nintendo Direct. And, Jeff, you can talk about Nintendo in a bit.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. We're gonna have a little conversation about that.
Nintendo was the pressing. So I think Tony might be right. That was the one big conference.
Yes.
On Tuesday.
Sorry, yeah. Nintendo. Can I just say, though, I have never felt this good coming out of an E3 before.
There were
so many games I was really excited for. And a lot of them are coming this year, and I just...
Right.
It seems like this console generation has finally hit its stride.
A lot of them are coming this year on a system you own.
Yeah, it's great. It's fantastic.
I remember going into this E3, I wasn't that excited. I remember I was on the last podcast where you guys talked about it, and I don't know, I wasn't... You know, there's a couple things I kind of wanted to see, and I was kind of excited for, but, man, some of the bombs they dropped were pretty nice.
So it started off with Bethesda, right? Like they kicked it all off. They kind of killed it for a lot of the rest of the conference, though. They started off on such a high note with Fallout that kind of hard to go from there.
Yeah.
I thought their whole show was great. Not just Fallout. Like, I thought Doom was good. And they didn't have that many games, so they gave them all a little bit of time to breathe, you know, to show them off. And
They concentrated on showing gameplay, too, which a lot of the other conferences didn't do.
Yeah,
it was all like, this is how you play Fallout. This is what it looks like to play Doom. I mean, it was the kind of thing that, as a gamer, I want to see. I don't want to see these fucking pre-rendered trailers that don't really show me anything. I want information. I want to see, is this a game that looks like it would be fun to play? And... that was what Bethesda did. They showed games that looked fun to play.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there wasn't anything that made me groan in it. Even, like, the mobile game, I was like, man, that looks kind of cool. Like, I should probably check it out, you know?
That mobile game's really hard.
Is it? I want to try it.
I don't know if it's so much hard. It's that it's so time-consuming. You need to really kind of micromanage it, and I've pretty much killed my vault already.
Everyone's
nice.
Dead.
It's like I don't have the time to, like, so you have to manage. You have to manage three resources: power, food, and water. And so you build, like, little, kind of like an XCOM, where you build, like, areas in your vault to accommodate things. And so food, like, you build, like, a diner, and then there's a power plant and a water processing plant, and they produce the resources, and when they're done, you have to tap on them and you'll get them in your inventory. But if you don't tap on them, your vault dwellers continue to use the stuff, but you don't get any of it, so if you don't go back for like 6 hours, they've eaten all your food. yeah, so it's pretty tough. Like, if I had time to just sit there and tap on things, it would probably be easier.
So you're saying that was the low point of the Bethesda show right there?
It's free, though. It's
free, yeah.
Well, it's a
good
game. Free to play, right?
Yeah, it's free to play. You could buy, I guess, lunch pails or whatever. Don's upset, though, because it's only iOS for right now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No Android love. No Android love.
And Dishonored 2, they announced that. There was no real gameplay of that, but I'm on board for more Dishonored.
I'm really hoping that Dishonored is one of the backwards compatible games, so I can finally go back and play it.
Yeah, so...
Well, I think they all will be eventually, but or most, not all.
Not all. It'll be, like, it'll be the big ones. Ones. Like, yeah,
it'll be like on 360 ones. Anything you want to play, you can be able to play.
Right, like, I mean, there might be some games, like some obscure games that...
The Kinect games won't...
Yeah, the Kinect won't. Kinect games won't work, and it's all up to the publishers too, right? Like, they have to agree to it. So.
I do worry about that. Like, games like Dishonored, for example, that's getting an Xbox One release.
Right.
I own it on 360, and I hope it's backwards compatible, so I don't have to buy it again.
Right. And right now, I guess the only big games are what Mass Effect that are on that list. Like, if you have access to it. So.
It's like the list is all. They said there'd be over 100 games, and they only listed 17. So
yeah. Well, I mean, and it's probably not going to launch until this fall, like this probably this holiday, probably around Halo at the earliest. I'm hoping Reach makes that list. Some other games.
Reach was it didn't make the collection, right?
No, Reach did not make the collection. Gotcha. It's the only one right now that's not in the collection. So.
Gotcha. And they haven't about adding it in like they did ODST?
No, they have not.
Gotcha.
Reach
I guess
is different too,
Reach
though, so.
Didn't have, what's his name, right? Master Chief?
It did not.
Well, ODST didn't either, did it?
No.
No.
Oh,
that's in there now.
Point.
Yeah, well, that's why ODST and Reach
ruins my
there originally.
Yeah, but it wasn't initially. It was just... It was like kind of like, you know, let's throw this.
Hey, we're sorry for screwing this up. Here you go.
Yeah,
have this.
Pretty much, yeah. And I mean, they're like, if you didn't get the free version of it, it's only $5 to add it into the game. So, I guess when they eventually start selling it.
What were we talking about though before you got on this tangent?
Bethesda.
Oh. Dishonored. Hey, I'm just the only one that thought like Doom looks incredible. Like, am
I? It looks
crazy
good, man.
Yeah, like it's really
it doesn't look like the campaign looks like one of those ones. I'm gonna have fun with it for about 6 or 7 hours. If it's anything longer, I'm gonna be ready for it to be done. But the multiplayer and the snap map, is that what it's called? That looks freaking awesome.
The multiplayer looks a lot of fun. I was not like wowed by the single player stuff, but
I wasn't wowed by the multiplayer at first. But once they announced the snap map, that looks
oh, yeah,
sick.
Yeah.
I was pretty much wowed by the whole thing. Like, I out of that whole show, obviously Fallout 4 is the big one, but fucking dude, Doom looks so good. Like, I can't wait to get my hands on that.
It looks decent. It's definitely a different style, which is nice. You know, it's funny. It's kind of like what's old is new. As far as, you know, there's a double jump in there, so of course they modernized it a little bit, but for the most part, like, what you don't see in games nowadays is, you know, normally you have, like, two guns, maybe a pistol as a third weapon, that's it.
I do like that you have the weapon wheel.
Yeah, like you've got the weapon wheel, which is, like, you know, I guess GTA is kind of like that, but GTA isn't kind of like that type of game, but yeah, like, you have an arsenal, it's not trying to be realistic in any sort of way. It's just, here's ammo. Here's a lot of ammo for a lot of big guns. So, it kind of definitely has a Doom feel to it, which is nice.
Yeah. Ah, can't wait.
I hope it's
that
good.
Was spring, right?
Yeah.
Everything is spring, which means maybe 30% of it will come out
right.
In spring.
Right. So, some of it will drop to fall.
Dude, like,
Which is fine, because right now spring is overloaded with shit, so...
It's worse than this fall. Like, everything that was announced, you know, there were a couple things this fall, but everything was like, spring, 2016, it's like, get the fuck out of here, you lying to me.
I don't know, I'm a little nervous that, you know, Fallout is, might get pushed. I just have this feeling. Maybe it's because I'm so excited for it.
I think it's too close to, like...
Yeah, I don't know. You know. I guess I'm just a little worried because I'm, like, super, super excited for that game.
Yeah, and
I didn't expect them to drop it
this
year.
They're not having, like, big hands-on time with it. I guess people didn't have big hands-on time with it at E3. So
worried me at all,
scary.
Too. Yeah.
But from what I heard on Giant Bomb, like, evidently Bethesda doesn't offer big hands-on time with those games. Like, Skyrim didn't get big hands-on time, and Fallout 3 didn't. So maybe it's just, like... We
It'll
don't want
ship.
You to play this
It'll
because it's kind of broken right now, but it comes together at the end.
It'll be broken when it comes out, but it'll still be amazing.
Right, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
It's Fallout. Right. Come on.
Yeah, it's going to be a Bethesda game, you know?
Yeah, it'll be janky as fuck.
And you'll love it. You'll love every minute of it.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that worries me.
This game crashed on me 5 times in 60 hours.
Best time of my life.
I still want more.
I will say that the I love the setting, like it's way more colorful than 3 was, but they added so much new stuff. Like Don and I think we're talking about it, the kind of like the almost Minecrafty type build your own base, type thing that's in there, and you don't have to do it, but you can, and it's totally practical. Like there's a reason to do it. If you want to do it, like
right, and see that doesn't appeal to me at all. So,
yeah, I don't care. That's cool.
I want to build my shit and defend.
I want to build my guns like that. That shit looked awesome. Like modding your guns.
Yeah,
like
the fact that all of the stuff in the game is usable at this point, you know, not just junk. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's neat. So then Microsoft. Happened, right? I think that was next.
Yeah.
I was still kind of desensitized at that point.
I thought they had a pretty
excited,
good show. I thought they had a really good show. Lots of good stuff that they showed. Halo 5 gameplay looked excellent. The campaign looked fantastic. That new Warzone mode looks pretty cool, like Halo Titanfall almost.
Yeah.
What else did they have going on there? There was a bunch of stuff.
Gears.
They showed Gears.
You guys remember me losing my shit when they fucking announced the backwards compatibility. I know we already kind of touched on it.
Yeah.
I fucking was like, what? What? Like
actually, I muted you in the call. Because the feedback was real loud, and then I realized I couldn't unmute you, and I didn't even think you were muted. So I was like, "Oh, I felt horrible, man." The whole time I was like, "Dude, I bet Jeff's spazzing out." Because Chris was.
I was muting myself too, so I don't know.
Yeah, I think you had like muted yourself at that point. But it was funny because I could see you on the video, and you were like waving your hands and stuff.
Like I got up, I stood up and threw my fucking the remote for my TV or something on the ground. Like I went fucking ape shit. I was like, "What the fuck?" Like that was like so unexpected.
That's huge, and the way they're doing it is perfect. Like it is absolutely perfect. Right now, like I'm in the preview program, so I can go into like all the downloadable games that you have, anything that you kind of delete. It just sits there off on the side. It has my 360 games that are part of this backwards
Banjo.
Compatibility update, like so Banjo and like N Plus, and
I didn't own a single game that they had listed at the moment.
Yeah, I don't have Mass Effect digitally, so that didn't show up. But
yeah, I have my physical copy.
Yeah, I'm in the
preview program, so if I put that in my Xbox right now, it'll work.
It should work. It should.
How did you get
this
preview program?
So you didn't get the invite either. So I sent it shows up, but I sent you and Don an invite. I don't know why it didn't kick through.
No, I don't have shit. No, this is bullshit. Fucking favoritism.
It's nepotism.
It's nepotism. God damn it!
Yes. So Tony, I think if you take your Mass Effect disc and put it in your Xbox One, it'll download a digital emulated copy of Mass Effect to your hard drive.
So you wouldn't need to re-put it in.
I don't know.
Also,
I haven't tried a Dead Space game anymore.
I digitally downloaded Mass Effect, so where would I find that? Is it in the Xbox store right now?
No, so you don't have to go to the store. If you're in the preview program and you own Mass Effect, if you go to My Games and Apps.
Okay.
And then if you scroll all the way to the right where it shows you the games that you own but don't have installed right now. It should show up there. It'll say Xbox 360 and.
Damn it, it's not there. Oh, it is. Oh shit. And Geometry Wars.
Nice. Yeah, Geometry Wars is on there.
Nice, dude.
it's
see you later,
really,
suckers.
It's really cool. So like, as they add stuff, your library will just grow. Like if you have the digital version of it.
Man.
Yeah. It's awesome.
I really hope that like all or whatever they can get of their Xbox Live Arcade games will be brought over, because that was one of the big things about coming into the new generation that like pissed me off, where I was like, dude, I spent so much money on these games and I can't play them. And on top of it, like, I've been dying to play Texas Hold'em on my consoles, and it's like, dude, I had two Texas Hold'em games on 360. Like, get that shit over. I'm good, you know what I mean?
Do you know who published that, Jeff?
One was published by Microsoft. The party poker or whatever, like one where it would be your like avatar in it.
So I don't know how accurate this is, but I've been reading on like comment pages and stuff that I guess Microsoft execs have said that most of their stuff will make it over. So anything that they've published will make it through.
I would hope all of their shit does, you know what I mean? Like,
right, except for the Kinect games.
Yeah, that, and they were saying that multi-disc games might be a bit of a problem. Like, they're trying to figure that out.
Like Lost Odyssey?
Yeah, stuff like that. That's still not available digitally, so that would suck, because that game's great.
Yeah, I doubt it. I doubt they put that much energy into that one game.
Right.
Well, if they figure out a way to do multi-disc games, like in general,
yeah,
you know,
that's what worries me about Mass Effect 2 and 3, though.
Right? Yeah, like there were some big multi-disc games.
Mass Effect 2 and 3 never made it to the digital store either. You can't buy those games on the marketplace.
Weird.
So that would stop Final Fantasy 13 from coming over.
Darn.
That would be sad for Don.
What? 13? I don't want to play it again, man. I enjoyed it the first time.
You won't play it again.
I got too much other crap to play, man. Fallout 4.
Fallout 4, yes. Tomb Raider.
On my mind.
They showed Tomb Raider. Some gameplay of Tomb Raider. It looks fantastic.
Yeah. Sign me up for that. Sign me up for falling off of cliffs and snowy places.
Yeah, that looked intense, dude. Could you imagine, like, playing through that sequence? I was sitting on the edge of my chair as it was. If I was in control of that, I would have been a little more tense.
They had that that Japanese developed game, ReCore.
That looked cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that looked really
cool. I thought it was cool, too, how they mentioned that it was, like, people that worked on Metroid Prime. Like, that was in the trailer. It said...
Yes, yeah, some of the people were on there, yeah.
It looks like you could tell from the trailer, like it was just a cinematic trailer, but you could kind of tell what the game is.
Yeah, it's like you're gonna have like you're the blue team or whatever, and you could take that blue orb and put it into different things to do different stuff. And
yeah, you're kind of like escorting it throughout the game and using it to whatever, get a new partner each time, like different.
Yeah, or solve puzzles, like, yeah. It looks really
good.
That
was like, for a game that had no, for a trailer that had no gameplay, it sold me really well on it. Usually I need some gameplay, but yeah, that's going to be good, I think.
Cuphead, they showed off in action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yep, don't
I heard it is really hard, too.
Yeah, I bet.
When we were talking about it, we're like, dude, this looks like, it looks like an old, like, Sega Genesis game or something that would just fucking beat the fuck out of you, you know? But with just really cool, like, a really cool art style, so.
Yeah.
I don't know if it stays in my top 10 anymore, but, I will play it.
Wait, Cuphead was in your top 10?
I had to represent it for,
it,
at least,
wrong with you, Jeff.
He did have it up there.
Yeah, it's number 10.
What else did they have there? They showed off Gears 4. They announced the Gears Ultimate Edition, which will be $40.
And what games does it include?
Just the first one. It's Gears of War Ultimate Edition. Yeah, that's the only one.
That's sad.
It is. I'm wondering if they just don't want to go big like they did with Master Chief and have it be broken.
Right.
It is $40 though, and there's more content in it than the original Gears. It's basically the PC version. So there's like another hour and a half of missions.
It's only one controller or one game.
Yeah, it's only one game.
Oh, ooh, that.
And I guess if you get that, you get beta access to Gears 4, which they showed gameplay of.
I don't think people were that excited. I don't know.
I was excited for Gears 4. I thought it looked really good.
It looks good. I'm just not a Gears fan in general, so I don't think I get that remake. Maybe get Gears 4, depending on when it comes out.
I'm kind of looking forward to trying it out. I've been slightly interested in the Gears games, but... I'll finally get to play them, so it's kind of nice.
They're
not bad at all.
Yeah, if you play the Ultimate Edition, Don, I'll play through it with you co-op.
Okay, sounds good.
I played through that game 7 times, so I know my way around it.
Good God.
What else did they show off there? They had some other stuff too.
Rare.
Rare, yes. Rare replay.
Talk about that.
Yes.
Did you feel kicked in the nuts? I'm just wondering.
Well, I feel, dude. I coming out of that, like out of the whole E3, like Rare replay is my most wanted game. Like I cannot fucking wait for that, dude.
Wow.
I couldn't have been happier when they said that. I couldn't believe it for one that like they're gonna put 30 Rare games on a disc for $30. Like what the fuck? Holy shit!
And it's a good collection of games.
Everything but GoldenEye. Like,
just
everything but GoldenEye.
No. Donkey Kong.
No GoldenEye.
Country,
no
Nintendo
Donkey Kong
games,
Country.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it. Everything else is there, and it's like, and some of them like Cameo. I never totally played through, but like I would just because it's on the disc. You know what I mean?
I heard it's good. I heard Cameo is good.
I mean, dude, here I have questions about it though for sure, like. Do we get the remastered versions of Banjo and Perfect Dark, or do we get the original versions?
Maybe both.
I don't know.
I bet no. It's the remastered versions, Jeff. I bet they give you the Xbox Live arcade versions of it.
Because Perfect Dark was really fun to play through, like both the multiplayer and the campaign.
Are both Perfect Dark games on there?
Yes, dude.
Perfect Dark
That's
Zero's
the thing.
On there?
Yeah. It's what, dude, whatever. You get to. I guarantee you, I will boot it up and play it for at least an hour or two. You know what I mean? The thing I was talking to Fozzie about is like, here's my question. All right, Conker's Bad Fur Day. That's on there. Here's another good question. Is that going to be the Xbox version of it? Like the old 2005 Xbox version? Or is it going to be the N64?
Right.
I bet it's the Xbox version.
You think?
Yeah. Like, dude, the footage I saw of it looked like the N64 one.
What's the difference, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, there's a huge graphical upgrade.
And it had different multiplayer.
Is that it? I mean, there's no, like, story differences or anything else?
The like, game...
literally, like, the first 20 minutes or something different, and literally he says, okay, no more changes, please. And then from there, just, yeah, that's it.
But the multiplayer was different between the two, and the multiplayer on the N64 one was awesome, dude. Like,
oh my god, I love that beach one. That was so much fun.
Yeah, the beach. It was Capture the Flag, wasn't it?
Kind of. Yeah. Yeah, I think so. And then like something, you know. Go ahead.
No, but my question is, all right. I would imagine if they put those games on the discs that they'll be in there, but will they have Xbox Live turned on for it? Like, will they have online multiplayer?
If they are the Xbox versions, probably.
Mm.
I bet if it's the N64 version, no, though, because that only had local multiplayer.
Right.
I know, but this is not the past anymore. Like, you know, when
this is the future, goddammit.
Well, when they redid Perfect Dark for Xbox
right, but
Live,
but that was a redo of it. Like it wasn't like if you're doing that Xbox, if you're like that was a kind of like an updated version of it. I don't think they're gonna update multiplayer to 30 old games.
When you're playing Battletoads, that you have to play it by yourself.
I bet you play
that
it like
back in the day?
I would not play that game by myself.
That game sucks.
But I bet you can't. I bet you could play. I bet you could play it with somebody else, Jeff. But they would have to be on your couch with you.
See, like that kind of takes it back a little. But no matter what, it's $30. I'm not gonna complain. It's a great, great collection of great games. I mean, I could not be more excited for this. I'm like. I can't believe I haven't pre-ordered it yet.
And 10,000 achievement points.
Dude, that thing's 30 games for $30. I mean, even if you play three of those games, you're getting your money's worth. That's a dollar
per
game.
Well, and like Viva Pinata and
Viva
Pinata Trouble in Paradise, right there, that's $30.
Gemini, I mean, like there's like legit games on it. It's not even like the Sega collection. Like every single one of those people have memories of, like in that. Like,
yeah, it's not like a Atari anthology or something where it's like these are games you're gonna play for 2 minutes.
I mean, these are like 360 games.
These are big adventure games that like you could spend 30 hours in some of them, you know. So fuck, man. Like, I'm thrilled about that. And I think that the new game that they showed, it wasn't Conquer. It wasn't what I wanted.
Pirate
game.
It looked really fun, man. Like it had that rare charm to it, and it seems like. You know, an online pirate game would be fun, you know?
That's the official title, right? The pirate game?
Sea Thieves or something like that.
It's a step in the right direction for them, like, all around. Like, I was just really, really pleased with what Rare had to show.
It was smart.
It was the highlight of all E3 for me, so... Outside of Fallout.
Really?
And, yeah, like, dude, so Rare especially, which is weird because it's all old games, but it's just like I have never seen a collection like that. I'm like, oh my god, I'm gonna play most of these games.
Anybody got anything else to say about Microsoft?
No.
I love them.
They did the best, in my opinion.
I agree with Jeff. I think they had the best.
I think they dominated
press conference. I think Sony had a good press conference. I don't think it's as good as people were saying it was.
Yeah.
We'll talk about why it wasn't as good.
I think if you listen to most other podcasts or something going out of this, they're going to say Sony won. But I mean, if you look at it the right way, I think Xbox or Microsoft fucking knocked it out of the park. They did better.
Yep.
We'll get into that, I guess.
Yeah. So then EA happened. In my opinion,
Pele.
EA probably should have happened. Yeah.
That was.
I heard it was awkward.
It was so bad. That just was not the venue. Like, that's not the venue for having a 20-minute interview with Pele.
Yeah. You could tell the guy doing the interview after they got him off the stage, the look on his face, you could tell he was like, sorry, guys.
Yeah, dude, that was super awkward too. The look he gave, I saw that too, Don, and where he's just like, "Okay, yep. So now yep. we need to get back."
Let's pretend that that didn't happen. Okay,
that's the
on.
Look he had. If you didn't notice like, the look, like me and Jeff did, then go back and watch it. You'll see the look on his back. Face is just like, my bad, guys. Didn't expect that.
Like, he like checked his Twitter while he was interviewing him and going, "Oh no, this is not going."
Oh God.
I mean, and what are you thinking, honestly? Like. That's not the venue for that. You know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't fit, you know?
I almost think that EA should have two separate press events. One for for sports, and then one for their not sports stuff.
No, they should have as few press events as possible.
Yeah.
But, like, anytime they bring on this... Like, I like sports games. And, like, I like to hear about, like, the new features and stuff. But that seems to be where they lose everybody. Like, nobody seems to want to pay any attention to what the new features in NHL are, or in Madden, or, like, maybe just don't have that at this press conference, or do something after the show where you're going over your sports.
That stuff's not interesting. Like, if you notice, most of the press events, they don't talk about, like, individual features of games. They just show off games.
Right, yeah.
That's why the sports game should be like a sizzle reel, like a 2-minute sizzle reel order. Like,
right.
And then spend the rest of the conference on Star Wars.
Yeah, maybe after the conference, you like can sit down with individual press people and be like, and this is the cool thing that's going on in NHL. This is what's going on in PGA. And
they went an hour. Did they go an hour or an hour and a half?
They went over. They went over.
Yeah, a little over.
I feel like, especially sports games. You kind of know what you're anticipating, you know?
You know how Madden plays, right? I don't need you to explain to me how, like, there are some new features.
Put out a short video.
But I think that's why they explain the new features, though, is because if you put that video out, it's like, it looks like football, it looks like basketball, it looks like hockey, whatever, like...
You could have some little headlines down there on the bottom text, like, new throwing feature.
How about that?
Works. Gets the point across.
They spent a bunch of time with NBA Live, and they brought on this Hoop God guy, and he was awful. Like, he like walked right up to the guy who introduced him. He's like, "Oh, looks like you're getting fat." And the guy was like, "What? Really? You didn't go there?" Like, it was like the most awkward moment at that point. I was like, "What the?"
I was
fuck?
Like, "I can't believe he just did that." I know a couple people like
that.
I probably would have punched
him,
dude.
God? Who is he?
I don't know.
Nobody knows. Everyone's just like, okay, apparently this guy's the fucking authority on basketball games. And, like...
And even, wait. God. That guy was a douche, man.
I missed the beginning of that, though, where they showed off, like, Mass Effect, Mirror's Edge.
Mass Effect. I mean, they didn't really show any Mass Effect, but...
It was probably all CG, right? I came in, like, right as they were showing the title on the screen of Mass Effect. I was like, oh, okay. And then I expected them to start talking about it, because literally this was like 5 minutes into the thing, and they were like, that's it. They moved on to something else. Like,
didn't really show anything. I don't...
Huh.
Oh. So next year, probably not happening.
or is it like next fall is when that's supposed to come out?
That's what I think holiday 16.
Good luck.
Maybe like next E3 is when we'll actually see... stuff on that.
And then they'll say spring of 2017.
Right. Yeah, and it really comes out fall 2017.
Perfect. Yeah, that's the way it works.
How'd Mirror's Edge look?
Mm-hmm.
I still haven't seen the trailer.
I haven't seen it either, but no gunfights. That's
no,
great.
Yeah, no gunplay.
Okay.
I'm excited about that.
That's a good thing,
And it's open world, right? Like, is that what I heard?
That's, yeah. I have weird friends that are into this game. I don't know why.
I like Mirror's Edge.
I'm not.
I like the platforming parts of it.
I like the concept. I like the concept of Mirror's Edge, but...
If they go for that and just make it that, the game, like running around, jumping over buildings and shit, like, fuck yeah.
That was the fun parts of Mirror's Edge. Anytime you had to actually do combat, it wasn't all that much fun, but...
Yeah. I have a feeling that this game is not real. This is one of our vaporware games.
Oh, there are a lot of vaporware games. Right? Like The Division, yes.
Assholes.
I think The Division ships eventually. I don't know, but...
Don.
What?
tell me about Need for Speed, because you were the only one that I heard.
Oh, man, I was geeking out over that shit, man. So customizing the cars back, which is a huge deal to me. I've been lobbying for a Need for Speed Underground game for, years now. And I don't know, man. Just watching him go around and tweak it, I'm a little worried that there's probably only going to be like a couple of customizations per car. And if that's the case, I'll be pissed. But, you know, you can go around and tweak the front bumper. And it looked like you might be able to change the headlights, the rear bumper, the spoiler, all sorts of crap. You know, you just deck out your car however you want. And that's the game that I miss. So I'm super excited. I'm a little, like I said, I'm just a little worried that it's going to be like, oh yeah, you get 3 body kits for your Porsche and that's it. And that's not Need for Speed Underground. Even the first one had like 12, 15. And then the second one had like, got it. The second one was unreal, man. You change out the headlight. I think you do that in the first one too, but just the amount of customization option was just absolutely unreal in the Need for Speed Underground 2, and they haven't done that since then. So
you're gonna cry so hard when that fucking
you're
comes
probably
out.
Right, and it'll be my biggest flop of the year.
Dude, so. That thing, and why does it have to be all at night? I get that, like street racing probably happens.
Yeah, street
at night,
racing, but, man. That's scene, man.
It looks cool, dude.
No, I like daylight in my racing games. I want to see the sun.
No sun, no sunlight.
Man,
I'm cool with it being nighttime all the time. That's how Underground 1 and 2 was.
A cycle, weather effects, all that. Come on, we're in the future.
It's gonna have to have like drifting events in it too. That's if it doesn't have that, I'll flip my shit. But they look really cool watching them like roll the cursor around the car and pinpoint on what they wanted to change, and that's the kind of stuff I want to see, and I hope they have more of it. So
I wish I could be excited for that. I really do.
Yeah, I don't see anybody else here really enjoying it. Chris, I can see Chris playing a little bit, but not.
I'll be all over.
This is gonna be my game.
Let me in there.
Sure.
I think I said it when we talked about it. I'll play it when it goes to EA Access in 6 months.
Yeah,
that's so true.
Graphically, it was nice. It looked really good.
It did look nice, but there's also Forza 6 coming out this year, which will probably look nicer. So,
yeah. Well, it's different
type of. It is a different style. You're right.
Because I don't want that shit either.
What was the Yarn Cat game?
Oh God,
dumb.
Tangled.
Unraveled.
Tangled is the movie, Kurt, Tony.
I was really down on it because it seems like a ripoff of everything. Like, it's like let's mash like the Yarn games from Nintendo with Little Big Planet. But
yeah,
who knows? I mean, give them credit for at least
trying something different for them.
Something like that. That's one of their like smaller indies that they're doing or whatever. But like.
Is that a full retail game or a downloadable game?
Oh, I hope it's not a full retail game.
It could be. Shit, a Little Big Planet is, you know.
I can't picture that game being $60.
It looked really, like, cool. And I love the part when he's running across the road and the car goes over him. I was like, that's cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
it'd be a neat little $20 game. I could see that being a definite downloadable $20 game.
And did EA showed off Battlefront, right?
Yes. Yeah. Very much so.
Ooh, I finally watched the trailer today. Because remember, it cut out on me when we were watching it. And I watched the trailer. Oh my god, that trailer was great, dude. Holy shit.
It looks
I cannot wait for that.
Beautiful.
Goddamn, I'm excited.
Like, it resold me on the game.
But with like, all right, when you're playing online multiplayer, will there be a Darth Vader walking around the battlefield like that? Because that's fucking badass, dude.
Yeah, there will. Like that's, I think that's one of the skills or something, or not a skill. I don't know what to call it.
It's like a
perk
bonus.
It,
yeah,
unlock
yeah,
it
yeah.
You,
like for your team.
Like kill streak or something.
Yes.
It looked like you could play with, you know, like the old school Battlefront games. You could. Like play by yourself with like a whole bunch of AI people, and That was fun to me. I enjoyed that. But it looks like you could do that again.
The thing that seemed weird to me, though, is like the Rebels seemed way underpowered compared to the whatever.
To the Empire?
What do you call it? Yeah, to them. Like, it was like, you know, they have all these fucking shit flying around, and the fucking, whatever those walking things are, like, fucking, I was like, holy shit. And then, like, yeah, they, AT, yeah, whatever.
Hey, were they the chicken walkers or the big ones?
The big ones.
So the AT-ATs.
Yeah, like, they have all that shit, and the Rebels have an uplink. The Rebels are trying to put up an uplink. There's like all this shit against them. They're like, oh, fuck, dude.
Well, I mean, that's what I was always how the movies were too, right? Like they were always running from base to base, and they're basically with duct tape ships attacking the Empire. Or...
Yeah. Well, it's kind of weird though for a multi. Like it seems like one team has a definite advantage. I don't know how you make that work or whatever. I've never played any of the Battlefront games. I don't know if they're like that or whatever. But
I don't think it feels like it when you're actually playing.
It doesn't. It
looks so fucking fun, dude. Like, and I'm not in the Battlefield at all. I don't know if this is a reskin Battlefield, like, just to be like Star Wars or what, but, like, the music and the graphics and everything, I was like, wow, dude.
Yeah, the graphics resold me on it, man. It looks, like, so beautiful.
I want that game to be great, but...
I'm very excited for that one. So, was there anything else at EA? I don't think so.
Garden Warfare 2, not a big deal, you know, that was there.
Yeah, that showed up at the Microsoft conference too.
You know, I remember when the first one showed up. Like that sounded really cool, and it looked cool and everything. I was excited for the first one. I watched the second one, and I don't know, maybe it's the change in plants and zombies and everything, but it didn't look that great to me this time around, and I really liked the first one. I really did.
I think it might just be like the first one was this weird quirky thing, and now they're doing that weird quirky thing again. And it's not like necessarily I have a feeling it's probably multiplayer only again.
Yeah, probably.
It looked like there was like, well, maybe not. There was definitely co-op sections.
Yes, but there was co-op in the, and there's a co-op in the first one too. There's like a horde mode type deal where you're facing off against waves of enemies. So I don't know. It could be fun. It's another one. I'll wait for it to show up on EA.
I'm waiting for that one.
Because you never have a reason to buy an EA game ever again. Thank you, EA, for coming up with something that will eventually destroy
your company. Unless you're dumb like Don. I'm actually dumping, I'm buying two games at launch this fall, EA games, so.
You're all fully on board for Star Wars and Need for Speed?
Yep. They're in my Amazon cart. I'm going to start throwing money into it so I can get them.
I'm on board for Star Wars. I can't not be. So.
Star Wars comes, like, right after...
Halo, right?
Well, isn't it, like, right after Fallout and... Fallout
I think it comes out, like, a week or two later.
Day. Like, dude, I'm going to be having...
It's an expensive day. That's all I've decided. Like, you have to get them both, right?
Yeah, no. I have to get them both. But then how do I can't just go from playing those to going, all right, unless I'm going to play, like, Battlefront here and there, like, a match or two here and there. Like, that's the only way I justify buying it when it comes out.
That works. Like, at the game that you can jump into for a little bit and...
And then after I'm done, go, all right, back to Fallout, you know?
Right. Like, I'm going to play a couple rounds of this. I do that with Halo. Like, I'll play a couple rounds of Halo. Now I'm going to go back and play The Witcher.
I wish that didn't have to be the case. You give me any three of those games right now, I will give that game its full attention. I will fucking bow down to that game and worship it for like a month. God damn it.
It's all God's fault. Blame God.
Looks like November 20th. Is that sound correct?
I thought it was 17th or something like that. Whatever. So it's a week after two of the best games of the year. It's tough. I'm canceling my Black Ops.
You're right. 11/17. Yeah, no, I'm not getting Black Ops 3. There's no way.
It's just for sure. Right.
Call of Duty's done. I'm done for Call of Duty.
You have Halo right before those games, and then you have those two really big games at the beginning of November. It's like,
and
I don't
Battlefront
need
right there.
Way
I
too much shooterage going on this fall.
I don't have room for Call of Duty. I just don't. It's a shame because I like Black Ops 1 and 2, but I don't have room for it.
I gotta say though, what I've
seen looked really good from what they showed.
It did. It looked excellent.
It didn't get me excited.
It looked okay. I didn't. Yeah, me neither.
I have a feeling it's not gonna be great, but oh well. Advanced Warfare, I still have that, and I play that. So,
Advanced Warfare was really good.
it's sad too because it's sold less than the last couple, and I guess they're on downward.
And I have a feeling that this one will probably sell less again, which I guess we talk about since we're talking about Call of Duty. It makes that decision by Sony to kind of pick up the exclusivity on the DLC a little weird. Like, it's like they're late to the party.
Yeah, no one cares anymore.
That's probably the only reason they can afford it.
Right. Like, I bet Microsoft was like, yeah, you know what? Like, it just didn't do what we needed it to do this time. So you could shop it around if you want.
Go for it. Have at it, awesome.
And Activision went all in with Sony, so whatever.
They got there's just, I don't know, so much shooterage going on this year. It's just ugh.
Yes, there's a lot of shooters. Ubisoft was after EA. They had some cool stuff.
Yeah, For Honor.
For Honor.
That's not coming out this year, sadly, but, you know, it looks fucking awesome.
That's the multiplayer?
Yep, the multiplayer. It kind of reminded me of Chivalry, only a little better. You got, like, four people on your team, kind of like a squad, and then you got, like, a whole bunch of AI people on your team, and then you got another, you know, against another same kind of team. And so you're bigger and, you know, badasser than.
So it's medieval Titanfall.
Yeah, kind of like that. Okay. Sword fights, knights and samurais and Vikings, and it looks fucking awesome, dude.
Did they have gameplay of that? I missed that reveal.
They did. They showed a little match between two little teams and then two knights, a knight and a Viking or something like that, like squared off, and you got to watch this little sword fight, and then one of them won, and that was it. So
thrilling.
Yeah. Well, it started off with following one guy, one of the four guys, and following him around, and he's like, you know, slaughtering everything in his path, and then he sees this other dude off in the corner, and he runs over there, and they, you know, that's where they go at it.
But, yeah, they do.
Oh, you're talking about awesome. I just got back. Yeah, that looks awesome.
Yes, it does.
That looks like kind of like Titanfall inspired too, where there's a whole army with you that are AI, you know.
Yeah.
That kind of thing is really cool. I like that they're incorporating that in more games.
Yes. Lots of Titanfall inspiration this year.
Yes, Call of Duty looked very Titanfall-esque.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm down with that.
Halo's Warzone. Halo's Warzone basically looked like Titanfall, right? Like it's going to have all sorts of AI on the battlefield with you, and it's like big team battle with AI.
It's a good way to include people like me that are not always as competitive in multiplayer shooter, you know, like you feel like you could do something to help.
Yep,
dude, you really needed that too, you know, because you're not very helpful.
I don't. No, I'm not.
And you could be really helpful in Titanfall if you were kind of just killing off grunts and stuff.
Yeah, even if you suck at Titanfall, you could still come up with something.
Yeah. Like I could have a bad night, a bad game, and like a bad even like. Killing players, like I'd just get slaughtered by other players, but I still felt like I was not just that I was doing something, but I was still having fun because I was still killing things, you know.
It's like, I mean, there were plenty of games where you go through and it's like, I only had like 4 or 5 player kills, but, you know, you ended up slaughtering like 41 grunts and you ended up with more points than the dude that killed 10, 10 pilots yeah. or 12 pilots. Like, he's just running around hunting pilots and
yep,
you're actually doing more for your team. So.
That's why you kill everyone. Kill them all.
Yep, everything in your path.
They showed the Division. That might be a game, right?
I hope it's a game. I hope it's a game.
That little scripted co-op session they did?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or they did that with another game, too, didn't they, or no? They did it with Rainbow Six as well, right?
Siege, yep. Yeah.
Yeah, they're, like, fighting through some rooms, and it was like...
I don't know. Hey,
go left!
I think the Rainbow Six one was a little more organic.
Yeah, I think they actually had those people on stage, too.
Yeah,
yeah. The Division thing seemed very reminiscent of last year when it was on Microsoft stage, like, with the really fake kind of chatter.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do that. Just fucking... don't talk at all. Just fucking
don't
play.
Don't talk at all.
Like, nobody does that. Come on, man.
That game's pretty, though.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of fun.
The Division? I mean,
yeah.
Dude, that looks like a fucking last-gen game to me at this point.
No, it doesn't.
No way. Like,
no, it doesn't.
I
want to
say that. Yeah,
you,
dude.
You did say that. No, it's like way sprawling.
It looks like a 360 game.
No way.
You look like a 360 game. Damn it.
It looked better than Destiny did. And I'm trying to think of some other games. I can't think of any others.
To be fair, Destiny was a 360 game, so...
I think we are just now getting games that look next-gen, and Division is not one of them. Like,
I think the Division will look great. I don't think it's going to look like Battlefront. Battlefront looks fucking gorgeous.
I mean, it's a different style of game, too.
It is. Open world this game. Is a little grittier, but it looked good. It looks super smooth. It looks like a lot of fun, too. Like, it's... I can't wait for that game.
And then Don's big game. They showed that Rainbow Six Siege.
Yeah.
Dude, can I not? Oh no, that's a different one. All right, go ahead. I have complaints coming. Just saying.
About Rainbow Six Siege?
No. Not about that.
Don't say that.
It looks fine. It looked like I don't know. I've never been a fan of that series, so I don't know. It looks like a good time if you're into that though.
Yeah, I'm into that. Like One Life, like real slow tactical gameplay, like coordinating as a team. I miss that so much. I used to play SOCOM a lot, and I haven't had an experience like that since then. Some have come kind of close, but for the most part, this looks like I'm gonna have a great time with this. I really like that plotting everything out, and you know, there's some games you can try and do that a little bit and coordinate a little bit, but. You know, it's a little fast-paced, and I don't know. I tend to start getting in the zone in those fast-paced games and just do my own thing. But
well,
on these games,
when you play that, will you communicate with your teammates? Like, all right, this is what we gotta do. I'm gonna do this.
I will.
You do that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. As long as everyone's on the same page. Like, I got a couple friends that are. I think, actually, come to think of it, I don't know if I know anybody buying this game with me. Damn it. I might be playing with randoms. No.
Well, that's what I'm saying. When you're playing with randoms, do you try to work with them?
Yeah, absolutely. If I'm in a lobby and it's a game like this, like I've been playing Payday 2. As soon as I get people in my game, you know, I start asking if they have a mic and, you know, and start talking to people because you kind of have to. I mean, especially in a game like Rainbow Six, you have to coordinate.
That's a clear game. Be able to choose mic only rooms. Like I want, if I'm gonna play with people, they have to have a mic.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know. I guess there's been times where I've played SOCOM back in the day without a headset on, and I got along just fine because I'd listen to people and take their cues but I don't know. I guess we'll
see.
It's
harder to play those games.
It is without a mic. It's really hard. Yeah.
What else did they have? They had Assassin's Creed Syndicate. I thought that looked great. I know Don and Jeff weren't high on it.
So many Assassin's Creed games, though. Like, yeah, I'm at the point where I'm overloaded.
I think this one looks so good, though.
It looks great. It looks fantastic. I just don't want another one.
Is it the setting, Chris, or what? I guess my question is...
I really like the setting. I like that kind of more modern era, but not quite there. I like what they're doing with the characters. They seem way more interesting than the last couple have been. And I wasn't big on Kenway. I like that mission. I like that game, but I wasn't big on him. Connor kind of sucked. So Evie and her brother seem really cool.
Yeah.
I like the almost the Batman type equipment they have, like the grapple hook that shoots up. It's awesome. Like, I like London. London's a great city. Like great setting for a game. So.
I'm waiting for one set back in Russia, older Russia. That's what I'm holding out for now.
You may get that one eventually, but.
Yeah, you'll get that one. I believe that's the third side-scrolling Assassin's Creed Chronicles game.
No.
That one is. That's it.
No, Russia. No. Don't ruin it like that, Chris.
I don't know.
I'm holding out for my big open world Russia.
Yeah, I mean that would be cool, like the St. Petersburg, Moscow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I don't know. I like it. I think it's good. I haven't played Unity yet though, so that might be why. Maybe I'm not as burnt out as Tony is.
Yeah, I played Unity. I liked Unity. I haven't finished Unity yet. I need an Assassin's Creed break.
Yeah, I finished 4 earlier. It's like I'm gonna take a break now.
I skipped the last one. I barely played the one before that. I played a little bit of the one before that. I enjoyed that one actually. The one set in America.
America.
Three.
America. Was it three?
Oh, yeah. Three in America.
You enjoyed that?
That was the only one I wanted to play.
I did. I did enjoy that.
I mean, that game wasn't bad.
It played. Yeah.
It wasn't great. It
was terrible.
Nah, I didn't think it was great. I enjoyed it.
I mean, it was
I didn't finish
Assassin's
it either.
Creed
but
game.
I enjoyed it too. I mean,
the last Assassin's Creed I really put a lot of time into was 2. That's the only one I really dumped a bunch of time into.
As it should be. Good job, Don.
Yeah.
Brotherhood's better.
Classic, my friend. Classic.
Yeah.
Fuck those games.
Right. Xbox.
And what else did they have? They had Ghost Recon Wildlands.
Yeah. The whole time we're sitting there, we're texting each other, and me and Chris are debating on what it is, and I was like, Far Cry? Or no, what was it? Just Cause. I'm like, no, that's Ubisoft, Don. Or not, Square Enix.
Square, yeah.
I was like, oh, well, shit. And I was like, well, maybe Ghost Recon. And then right afterwards, they're like, Ghost Recon Wildlands. I'm like, yes. I got so excited when I saw that.
That game looks really cool.
It does. Did anybody here play Future Soldier?
Play part of it.
Never played one. Never played any of them.
Really? I like that game a lot.
I don't know if I ever played Future Soldier, though.
It was pretty good. It had these little sandboxes. They weren't quite as big as Bad Company's sandboxes were. But the levels were sandboxes, and you could take kind of multiple routes through and however you wanted to take it. And it was fun. I like that. It sounds like this is going to be kind of – it looks kind of similar. You know, they're kind of plotting everything out. You can't do that in a straightforward linear game. I guess you can, but – suck.
It looked good, but here's my problem with it, is when they set it up, they're like, we like to do new games, but we also like to celebrate our old stuff, and like it was like totally setting the table for here's Beyond Good and Evil 2.
You're never going to hear those words, Jeff.
No, because they brought, what's his name, fucking the guy that runs the company out. And you're like, alright, I know he had some involvement, at least in those games, whatever, he was there then. And I'm like, all right, so, you know, everyone's been waiting this for years. It's the end of the show. It's got to be a Beyond Good and Evil 2. And it was Ghost Recon after they had just shown us two Tom Clancy games. It was like, dude.
Three.
No one was thirsty for Tom Clancy games. Like, you didn't need to bust out another. Like, what the fuck, man?
Nice.
I'm sorry. Tom Clancy. And then I was watching it, and I was like, I thought it was Splinter Cell because the way the protagonist was talking sounded kind of like Sam Fisher. And I was like kind of getting hyped for that. So the game looked good, but I was let down on like two levels. Like one huge, like I felt one huge like level down, and then it was like, all right, maybe this is Splinter Cell. Nope. Here's a game. Yeah. I mean, I've never played
it. Another game I'm never going to play.
Yeah. God damn it, dude. That hurt pretty bad.
I want to play that game. That looks fun.
Yeah. It looks good. Yeah. Don't get me wrong.
I like that there's different ways to approach the mission. Like, there could be different outcomes on how that happens.
Yeah. I like how they showed that off, too. Yeah. They, like, went through the trailer, like, three times going, all right, here's stealth version. Here's balls on a wall, driving in, fuck everyone up version. Like, it was cool.
Here's the one where we leave the guy alive and he gets totally decimated by somebody else. Is there anything else at Ubisoft? They showed Just Dance off. Nobody cares.
New South Park game's coming.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
South Park.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah,
that's
that was
exciting.
Right at the beginning. I was like, whoa.
What's it? Fractured Butthole.
Yeah.
It's not done by Obsidian?
Not Obsidian. No, it's not.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
I have to say, one more thing about Ubisoft. I really like that they have Aisha Tyler do those things.
I was going to say the same thing, man. She's a great host.
She seems excited to be there.
Yeah.
And she's personable and energetic like none of the other hosts for those conferences.
She doesn't look like she's reading cue cards all the time.
Right.
She's there to have fun.
She likes games, and she's funny, too, you know?
Yeah.
She's just a really good host, you know?
It makes for a good show, which is why Ubisoft was pretty high on my personal list. You know, I enjoyed the show all around. Several games I liked. And
so much over the years, because it was just a few years ago we were mocking them mercilessly.
Mr. Coffee? Was that them?
Yeah, Mr. Coffee.
Didn't they have Joel McHale for a while?
Yeah, he was on there at some point, and they were awful for such a long time.
That's someone who I think is funny, like, generally. Like, I think he's a funny guy, but he was a bad host. Like, whereas her, you could tell she's into what she's presenting.
Yeah. Is she really in the games? I was curious about that.
I think she is, yeah. Dude, she's a nerd.
I figured either she's a really good actor and just, you know, like, really selling that shit, or she's into games.
I will say the one really awkward part at that conference was when they brought out, what was it, Angela Bassett?
Yeah. That was weird.
And she's talking about how, because I guess she's the kind of the mission giver in Rainbow Six, and she's talking to her and praising her for being such a great actress, and Angela Bass is like, and I've really got into my character. All right, whatever.
She made a little joke too about how it's good to see another black girl in a game or something like that. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it was just weird and awkward, but like the whole exchange was strange. That Sony happened.
Yes.
They happened. They kicked it off with a PlayStation 3 game. The Last Guardian. Yeah, The Last Guardian.
I can't believe people are... They still didn't give a real release date for it.
No.
I know, and people are still so excited.
They're getting so excited.
I'm
like, we've been here before, guys. Remember last time?
They did not slap a spring 2016.
Remember 4 years ago?
No.
It's great.
I kind of think it looked like garbage.
It did.
Like, graphically, it was...
Visually, it did not look great. It looked like it did 8 years ago.
It looked like a PS3 game.
Amazing. When they showed it
a decade ago, it was fantastic. Yeah. But that's kind of what it looks like now.
Like, it has a nice art style, but even at that, it's still not impressive.
This is one of the two reasons why I can't give Sony any credit for...
Well, no, there are three. I have three.
Oh, okay. I only have two bad things.
All right. Well, next you go to Shenmue 3.
Right, that's my second one.
They announced it's Kickstarter.
Yep.
So that's fine. I mean, Kickstarter...
No, it's not.
I know people want that. But if you're going to have them on stage, you better be damn well paying for their game.
Oh, they are.
They have to be because.
Well, they actually came they out are, and said yeah, that they are.
There's no way that you know that Kickstarter can pay. Shenmue 2 cost $50 million to make.
Yeah.
And they're only asking for two.
It wouldn't cost that much to do it now, but yeah, okay.
It wouldn't cost that much to do it now.
I think it would.
It'd probably cost more than that, Jeff.
Like even if they were able to go, all right, the tools like are that. Better. Like even if the tools are better now, Jeff, that's still like a $30-35 million game. Like,
I don't know. I never played Shenmue either. That's part of the problem.
I played the last one, and spoiler alert, it sucked. It was one of the worst PlayStation 3 games
it's
I remember
like
playing.
It was so bad.
Shenmue 2 wasn't on the PlayStation 3. It was, wasn't it?
No, there was some Shenmue game. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Shenmue... I need to resort to Google. I'm pretty sure it was a stupid Shenmue game.
From what I understand, it's like a fucking open world game in a city where, like, you kind of just go through a
you
story.
Just do
but
his
I was thinking
life.
Of Yakuza. Yeah. I hated that game.
Yeah, no,
it was none of one of those stupid. Yeah, I'm wrong. I'm 100% wrong. I admit it.
Shenmue is something different. It's a the last one was 2001. It was a Dreamcast and Xbox
game. Right. I remember now. Yep. Yeah. Bad. Okay, my bad.
But no, I'm with you. It sucked, even if you didn't play it. Like...
I didn't. I have no right to say that now. So.
Played it, Chris?
Yeah, I have played them before. I played both Shenmue
like you
and
played
Shenmue 2. I did not play through them because they are boring as fuck.
They're
weird. They're really weird, and I guess there's people that, like, hey, if they like it, that's great, but I don't get it.
It's such a curiosity for me. Like, I want to play one, but I don't think I would love it.
I don't think playing it now would be any good for you. Like, maybe Shenmue 3 would be better. Maybe be more receptive to it. I think if you went back and played those games now, you'd be like, this is weird. Like...
I've Killed for Less, by the way. Those games are fucking... Well, the first one was great.
You haven't Killed for Less, Jeff, for Fozzie. I don't even know who you are anymore.
Now, when you look at it, when you think about Shenmue, when it came out, how graphically amazing it looked.
Oh, when it came out, it did look fantastic. Yes.
Levels up there. And it was adorable. It was like you were just discovering this little Japanese town. I think you guys are being too cynical.
I'm Stop curious that. About it, Fozzie. I want to try it for myself.
I just, again, like you said, like, maybe it was because it was at the right, like, I was at the right age, it was the right time, but there's, like, little nuances, like, how, like buying, like, those things from the collectible items and stuff, and just everything about it, the setting, I loved it.
It's so weird, though, like, There were parts of that game where it was like, you go to work and you go home and like what the fuck? Like you literally take your guy and go and do the job. Like it's like this isn't fun.
And then you come home and watch him play a video game on the couch as you're sitting there playing a video game on the couch.
It was having responsibilities as a 12-year-old playing that game or whatever I was.
Oh, don't want that now.
Yeah, maybe I'm like, shit, I do this in real life. I don't want to do this in the game, but...
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. Maybe, like, I mean, at the time, I was like, I'll play, I don't get this.
Well, I mean, like, think about it. Like, The Sims, you have to go to work and stuff, and...
You don't actually go to work, though. You watch your character walk off the screen.
And then you fuck around with your house while they're at work.
Right,
but, like...
And then you hit fast forward 4X.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I guess I'm, like, one of the few that she kind of likes... competing and trying to do the forklift stuff like as quick as possible. But yeah. I liked it.
See, I have nothing against that kind of stuff if it's
I never played the second one though, so.
I never played it though, so I can't really say what
I haven't either, so I'm
It doesn't sound fun. I'm going to go with that.
Okay.
I probably won't play it. It's a PlayStation 4 exclusive it sounds like, so I'm out.
I know it's coming to PC too.
No, I'm still out.
But that was weird because, as Tony said, like they kind of came out and they announced this Kickstarter and they kind of tried to pass it off like they didn't have anything to do with it. And then the next day it came out that Sony was totally funding this game after it made its $2 million.
Well, yeah. either way, like, you view that one way or the other, it's still weird. Like, why...
Why are you announcing a Kickstarter on stage?
Yeah,
you're Sony
right.
Presser?
Exactly.
Or if it's not a Kickstarter, huge. Why are you presenting it as a Kickstarter? Like, you know, if you're
huge
bashing,
thumbs
why,
down
why,
on
that
one.
Funny.
Yeah, that was a strange thing. I'm glad that Fozzie's
taking like a great
Shenmue
point right
though.
There.
I'm glad Fozzie's going to get to play Shenmue 3. So
yes.
More games one, for Fozzie.
On PlayStation 5.
All right. What was your right, third back. One though, Tony?
Final Fantasy 7.
Yes.
Oh,
which I mean, really? They didn't show any gameplay. They showed a pre-rendered trailer and nothing else.
There's no gameplay.
It exists.
There is no gameplay for that game.
This immediately brought me back to when they announced Final Fantasy 13 and had nothing for years.
And that's what's going to happen here. This game is coming out till. At the earliest, 2017, I would say probably 2018.
Well, people think 2017 because that's the 30th anniversary. And that kind of seems...
It's probably right.
I could see that happening.
I could see that. Like spring 2017, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I think fall. There's... I don't...
You think that's a fall release?
Think it is a fall release. I don't think it's going to make spring, though.
Maybe like August, September. I don't know. I feel like... Point that out in like November is kind of going to kill it.
I'm not gonna lie, I was pretty excited. Sorry.
Yeah, Final Fantasy.
I want to play it, but
right.
Yeah,
but I mean,
realistically,
yeah.
I'm not expecting to play it anytime soon. So, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's where I am. It's. I saw all these games at E3 that are coming out this year and next year.
Right.
Why on earth would I get excited about a game that has no gameplay and no definitive release date? And the answer
you know
is
what?
I wouldn't. I'd be insane.
I'm
to
a
do
fanboy,
that.
So I'm gonna get a little excited. But
I, mean, like,
I have plenty of shit to be excited about this year and next year
this
even.
Is coming out, you know.
Yeah, so, I'm sitting there watching it. I'm going, no, they didn't. Like, not really. Like, there's no way. And then they're like, it's the remake. I'm like, holy shit, they finally went there after 15, 20 years of people telling them to remake that game. They finally went crazy.
It just felt to me, though, a little bit like they were just telling people what they want to hear. They knew all these like things that people wanted to come back, etc. Wanted to happen for a decade or so. But it wasn't really there. It was just them saying it. Like, all right, we're going to do that.
And the 7 remake is a timed exclusive. Like,
right.
Yeah. Which made me incredibly happy.
They very clearly stated that on stage. Like, what was their wording?
Coming first or something.
Coming first.
Yeah,
on
play
PlayStation
it first
4.
On PlayStation 4.
Play it first
4.
On PlayStation 4. And if it was console exclusive, they would have been very clear like they were with Street Fighter.
Only on
like,
PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's coming to Xbox One.
That's great.
At some point.
I can't wait to play it on my Xbox controller.
Final Fantasy
Troll.
7, yeah.
Can't wait to get those achievements. Oh, man. Yep.
I mean, I totally agree with what you're saying as far as, like, the PlayStation conference in general just kind of felt, I don't know, like there's exciting elements, but everything's kind of still up in the air with them. And meanwhile, Xbox kind of had a more definitive, kind of like, at least set, like they had like a goal in mind. And then also just going back to Final Fantasy real quick, what like are they going to keep the same combat system and like how are the graphics going to translate?
There's no information on it.
Right. So I mean, the fanboy in me that loves that game is excited. That being said, the critic in me is worried because there's a lot of ways you can probably fuck this up.
Well,
I don't know if I trust them anymore. So.
It's Nomura is on it, right? He was the guy that was on 15, or he was on Versus 13 before it became 15. He's the guy who was on he's on Kingdom Hearts 3. Like I don't have a lot of faith in him. as a director
to finish something.
And to finish something, yes.
I don't know. You know, backing up just a hair, you know, Tony mentioned everything was like, you know, kind of out there. You know, there's nothing really coming this year. I like a little bit of a balance. I kind of like them to announce a little bit of what's coming out there in a year or two. I'm okay with a little bit.
But that was their entire conference.
Sony was almost exclusively like, this is coming at earliest year next year.
Yeah, right. this year's a wash for Sony.
And that's what I was getting at. Like some of the, like Ubisoft's in particular, like I like their conference. They had a couple games that were coming next year, quite a few games coming this year. I like to see what's coming next year. But or even the year after that, like Ghost Recon, I'm pretty sure is not coming next year. But
no, that's probably a couple years out.
Yeah. So I like to get teased a little bit, but Sony just did it a little too much.
I would like if they showed Ratchet. I'd only like showed a trailer for that before the show, but I would like to see them like demo that.
Well, yeah, because that's a game that is at least on their future horizon recently. Yeah. Like, all right, it's still, you know, it's 9 months out, but that's less than a year.
Yeah.
A lot of the games they showed aren't going to be out within the next 12 months, so, like, showing off Ratchet might have helped a little bit.
It was a nice smoke and mirrors conference. Like, they don't have a lot coming down the pipeline immediately.
It was a shock and awe thing,
so,
right?
So they did a good job of playing to their fan base and showing them what they wanted to see, but, I mean, at the end of the day, you start actually counting the beans, and there wasn't that much to count.
Right.
Well, they got that Destiny exclusive content coming.
Ooh.
I know.
Another strike, another set of armor, another gun.
Yep. Stuff we'll never see, Chris.
We'll see it a year later. Like we'll finally get Hawk Moon in September, I hear.
Oh, nice.
You know, if you wanted that.
No, fine.
And we'll get the two shitty strikes that Sony had exclusive as well.
Nice.
Which I, from everything I've heard, they were shitty. So, yeah. We didn't miss much. I kind of like that Horizon. What was it? Horizon.
Kinda.
All right, I was really into it. The Dinobot game.
Oh my god! I watched the trailer for that again today. It's like a 6-minute trailer with a ton of actual gameplay in it. Oh my
god! Right. So while we were watching it, I wasn't into it that much. I'm not gonna lie. I was like, it looks okay. But I watched it again, like when I could actually focus on it, and I wasn't talking to you guys and some other friend of mine and my wife, and you know, without all the distractions, I watched it again. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
The trailer is a slow build, too. At first, you're like, whatever. And then all of a sudden, it gets to, like, real gameplay and her fighting the dinosaurs. And I was like, oh, my God, dude. Holy shit. Like, this is actually something to, like, pay attention to. Like, I watched it again today, and I was like, I'm happy I have a PS4 to play that game.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope it comes out in the next 18 months. That would be great. I'm also a little worried, though, because Guerrilla... I think Guerrilla's games are beautiful looking. I don't always think they play very well. Now, granted, that's mostly only Killzone, because that's what they've done, but...
Yeah, this is a huge departure from that.
Yeah, I'm hoping that it plays as good as it looks, though. And that the combat's fluid and feels good.
It looked great, like...
What else? They had that other Vaporware game, No Man's Sky...
Yeah, when is that coming out? There was a bunch of conflicting stories about they were going to announce a date. Oh, they decided
at
the last minute.
Yeah.
That's not this year, I'm pretty sure about that.
No.
It's supposed to be.
It looks kind of cool.
He made it seem like it won't be till next year at the earliest.
Yeah, it was supposed to be this year.
Yeah. So now we're going on, what, three E3s that it's been on their stage.
Right. Like, the game has to come out for you to... I don't care.
What else did they have? I guess they brought out Disney Infinity to kind of hey, if you get it on PlayStation, you get to play this stuff a month early.
Ooh.
That's it. Well, it's not even if you get it on PlayStation, you get to play it a month early. It's if you buy the collector's edition on PlayStation, you get to play it a month early. Otherwise, you have to wait like all the rest.
Aww. I don't get into that, man.
So buy the collector's edition, and you can play as Boba Fett.
Like, I'm cool with pre-ordering stuff and getting early access, but, like, I don't know. Like, if I'm deciding to play, like, buy something between an Xbox and a PlayStation, I'm pretty sure my deciding factor is not going to be that. It's going to be where I want to play it.
If I get the collector's edition, like, where... They did this last year, though, where they had the Hulk kind of held hostage for a month.
A month is not that long.
No.
Dude, those figures are expensive, so you're probably going to want to wait a month anyway just to, so you can afford it.
Yeah. Yes, I don't know. Whatever. I wasn't really swayed by that. They brought Call of Duty out there. We talked about that. They brought Battlefront out there.
Again,
I didn't hear any? Was there exclusive stuff going on with PlayStation with that? I don't remember them saying anything.
I don't think they said anything. They just trotted it out there and
tried
here
to
you go. Here's this again. If you didn't catch it on the EA conference,
everything else, yeah. And then they brought out Uncharted 4, which looked cool.
Yeah, it looks better.
Yeah,
it's a little Tomb Raider.
Yeah, better than
He looks a little bit more like Drake. Old.
Yeah, he's
I don't know what that was.
He didn't look like some weird alien dude. Yeah. That did not look like Nathan Drake. He definitely looked more like Drake. It looks like the world is more open.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not open worldish, but definitely more open than past Uncharted. I don't know. It looked and felt like Uncharted.
Hopefully better than Uncharted 3.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That was, like, the one game there, though, that I was like, all right, like, I'm going to be able to play this in...
Next year.
Less than a year. There's nothing else was really, like, this is coming soon for me. So for those of you that don't have a PS4, I guess Don and Tony... was there anything here that was like would make you want to buy one?
Maybe that Horizon game, maybe.
But we don't know when that's coming out either, so.
Right. Well, like 2017. By then, I might have one.
I think it'll be out next fall.
It's possible.
For me, I own PS4, and that was like. The first game to me that was like, this is why you need a PS4, as well as Firewatch, just because I don't have a PC.
I can't help but feel like Horizon's just going to be like a 7.5 game.
Firewatch is cool, too.
Firewatch is awesome.
What is Firewatch?
I laughed.
Firewatch is the first person you play as a park ranger. Who like overlooks, I guess, firefight, and there's like a mystery going on.
Yeah,
somebody's
so
in
like
your tower.
Okay.
Kinda
very
hoping,
story
like,
heavy adventure game.
Yeah, kind of hoping the next 6 months to eight, maybe 6 months to 8 months, comes over to Xbox.
Dude, like it looks like something Stephen King would write. Like it gets me excited for the story, really.
Yeah, the story was funny. Like it's
like
only showed a little bit there, but I chuckled.
Yeah, they show what they show is like. You know, that's all I've seen of it. But, like, I've read a little bit about it, too. Like, you're an alcoholic out there in the woods working, and you're trying to, like, get away from drinking and shit. Like, shit like that, like, makes me really interested for the story. I'm telling you, it's a Stephen King novel come to life. That's what it looks like to me.
Could be pretty cool. I'm hoping it is, so. That was it for Sony, I think. Jeff, what did Nintendo have going on? Go ahead. Destroy everyone's hopes and dreams.
Oh, man. Well, Nintendo had a whole lot of nothing going on, honestly. I don't know if you guys watched that.
Star Fox?
Star Fox,
yes. All
right. Alright, here's my
Mario Maker, come on.
Yes, that. Mario That's Maker what I wanted fantastic. To say. Yeah.
We can't make awesome. Games for you, Zohir. Make your own damn game. That's
what I'm down exactly. with that.
It does look awesome, though.
See, so you're all excited about it and everyone else is, but like, I could not care less about Super Mario Maker. I know I'll never play it. I'm not going to buy it. I fucked that game. And so what Nintendo had was like, they had games that have been announced for years. Like, they did the same thing with Bayonetta 2. It's like, when is this ever coming out? This has been announced since the launch of the system. So, all right, there's Xenoblade, which you knew was coming out. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
that's December, right? December this year.
Yeah. You had fucking, like, Star Fox, which they announced last year. You know, just
now,
shit, it's coming.
That's being developed by Platinum now, though, right?
Yeah, with them.
Yeah, with Platinum, not specifically by them. But Miyamoto and Platinum are working together on that.
Yeah.
I don't know, I didn't hear good things about that.
About Star Fox?
Yeah.
I thought the trailer looked cool. It looks like a Star Fox game, you know? Like,
evidently, the way you... I mean, so you control your thrust and your reverse with one of the sticks, and then you fly with your other one, like your pitch and roll. It's almost like Halo controls with the flying. But you aim, I guess, using the pad, but your ship is on the screen. So people were saying that
it's
they were crashing a lot because...
It's cockpit view for your pad, I think.
Right, yeah, but so people are like looking up and down, and they kept crashing because they were either looking down trying to shoot at stuff, and you're not looking at the screen where your ship is flying into a rock wall or something, or you're looking at the screen and not shooting. It's like, it sounds like it might be a little awkward.
I'm sure.
Wait for reviews on that.
I'm sure there's an option to just play it normal, you know.
I hope so.
Yeah, I was watching, and I was like, oh, that looks kind of cool, the way they split that up. But then the more I watched, I was like, I don't know how that's going to work very well.
Yeah, it's dividing your attention too much, you know.
Yeah. It sounded cool on paper. I'm surprised it, like, still made it this far into development without somebody thinking, oh, I don't know, this is kind of weird, guys. It sounded cool. It was a cool gimmick, but no.
Remember, this is Nintendo. They often, like, go with that, so...
Oh, it's a great gimmick. Let's just, let's roll with it.
And they also announce stuff, and then weird. It just kind of disappears.
Right.
Look, the Wii Heart monitor. Oh, what happened to that?
Yeah. Right.
What else did they have, Jeff? Come on.
Metroid.
Didn't even announce a new Pokemon game. I was really
Yoshi.
Sad.
They didn't, did they? There's no new Pokemon this
there's
year.
Pokemon
there's Mystery Dungeon. Dungeon coming out this
Mystery
year.
Mystery Dungeon.
They're working on Pokemon Snap.
I don't know why they didn't show
don't
that
worry,
off.
Don't worry, guys. It's coming.
Now, they did do another trailer for that, the Pokemon Super Dungeon. But
they didn't show it at their little thingy-mabob.
Not at their conference, no.
So, I mean... Oh, well. I don't know. My kids seem to like the whole deal. That says something, right?
Can we talk about
they
Metroid
were like,
for a second?
No. Yeah. Metroid did not entice my kids.
Dude.
Actually, it did.
So go on, Jeff.
Yep.
Tell us about Metroid.
Metroid hurt really bad. Because, alright, when they're showing it off, like, I didn't realize it was a Metroid game, and then they, like, slapped it on at the end. Metroid Prime... Fuck Force Federation or whatever the fuck it is. And my biggest problem with the whole thing about it is if you're going to do a 3D Metroid Prime game, it should not be on 3DS. Like, 3DS is not the platform to put first-person shooters on. It just doesn't feel right. Like, never has it felt right on DS. So that's my biggest problem. If it had been on Wii U, I still would have been like, what the fuck is this? But I would have been like, okay, all right, it's something, you know. It's so easy to see what to do. 3DS, you put the 2D side-scrolling Metroid on. Wii U, yes. You do another Metroid Prime game. It's a no-brainer. And they're just like, no, we're going to do a 3DS game, but it's going to be a first-person shooter, and it's not really Metroid, and it's a four-player co-op game with fucking Blast Ball as a fucking your online component. Like, I don't know, it just... Oh, man, it hurts so bad. And, like, the art style for it, it doesn't look like...
It looked
like,
bad. No, it looked bad.
It looks like they were using assets from Metroid Prime, made a game out of it, and they're like, we're going to slap Metroid Prime as, like, the name on it to, like, hopefully sell, like, 3 copies of this. It hurts so bad, dude. As a Metroid fan, like, I was just waiting, and, like, that's what you got. I can see why there's people that are just, like, petitioning against this game, like, fuck you, Nintendo, I hate you. I'm just gonna vote with my dollar. Not buying that. Fuck them.
I'll probably end up buying 3 copies of it.
Well, you have to, so that you can keep Metroid alive for Jeff down the line.
Yes.
Well, no, some people are saying you should buy this to show that you have, like, there's interest in the Metroid franchise. It's like, no, that is not what I'm gonna do. I'm not going to buy a game that's not Metroid to get you to buy it, like, or make a real Metroid game. Fuck that.
Yeah. Was that it for Nintendo? They also had, like, what, a weird Animal Crossing board game? And
yeah, that was stupid.
Yeah. Also disappointing.
And then there was a Zelda weird little, I don't know, looked kind of neat.
That could be fun.
My
it looks
kids,
like Four Swords Adventures.
Yeah, my kids were kind of into that. And there's 3 of us, me and 2 kids, so I have a feeling I'll probably be playing that too. Bad thing is, I'm going to have to drop... how much do those games go for? 30? 40?
40.
Sometimes. Yeah. Fuck. So I'm going to end up spending like $120.
You have to buy 3 copies?
Yeah, because, you know, they can't, you know, be like, oh, hey, parents, I realize that you have a limited amount of money coming into your household, but... So we can't give you, like, some sort of weird family plan with your games you buy? But no, whatever. It would be nice.
Is there anything else, Jeff? Is that it for Nintendo?
Yeah, probably. They didn't have shit. Bottom line, fuck them.
And then Square had a conference.
Oh, God!
They basically blew their load everywhere else.
It was so sad. They had gold. They had nothing but gold. And they just somehow talked about it and ruined it all. It was awful.
Are they really teased the Kingdom Hearts trailer? They're like, we're going to show you Kingdom Hearts, but first, watch everything else.
That's the one conference I didn't watch.
It was a terrible, terrible press conference, and you should not have watched it. Thank you for not watching it. Because you got everything. Like, Square announced some fantastic games at E3. They showed off some great stuff. Hitman, and Tomb Raider, and Just Cause, Kingdom Hearts, Final Fantasy. Like, there's some awesome things going on at Square Enix right now. And then they opened their mouths, and you're like, just stop talking. Just show me trailers and go away. Press conference was awful. They forgot to translate one of their trailers that had been shown at the Sony press conference in a translated version the night before. So it wasn't like this version didn't exist.
I watched like a third of it. I think I stopped right around Kingdom Hearts. Did it show up before then?
It was the Final Fantasy trailer. I don't remember.
So the Nintendo, they had some weird little Japanese game. They showed like a 3-4 minute long clip. That shit was weird.
Nintendo?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Nintendo.
What? Like, what was the gist of it?
Some weird. Is it a Yo-Kai Watch game? No, it was right around that time frame though. My wife looked over at me like, "What the fuck are we watching?"
I think it was.
I wish
you're
I could remember.
Like right here, this is what you're watching. You're watching the worst Nintendo conference ever.
I think it was Justin McElroy tweeted about the Square conference that Square Enix executives must have been really surprised when they were asked to do this press conference 15 minutes before it began.
And that was, I mean, there was the PC conference, but that sounds like it was a shit show, so.
I did not watch that.
Yeah, I didn't catch any of that.
Like, we need a portion of E3 dedicated to PC gaming.
So a PC game review magazine was the one that hosted it, because that made sense.
Right. So let's totally sell out our constituents. Yeah. That makes sense.
And that was E3. I don't think there was much more outside of that. Anything else you guys kind of like clicked on?
World of Tanks is coming to Xbox One next month.
Yeah, that's been cool. In the works for a while. So yeah.
I know. But it's finally got a release date. That made me excited. Yay, E3. I'll probably play it like 3 times and be like, okay, I'm done.
I don't know. I came away pretty excited for a lot of stuff. So
yeah.
Which is the first time, I think Tony said it too, the first time in a while that's happened. E3's kind of sucked for the last few years.
It was one of the best I've ever seen, and I think Tony's right that, like, this is the one where you, like, saw games that were, like, this could only happen on new systems.
Right.
Yeah. I was pretty excited. I think Fallout knocked it out of the park right off the bat. And just
I can't wait for that game.
Man, I kind of wish they would have waited and did theirs, like, Tuesday morning or at least Monday night. After Sony or something, it's like super late. That way you could have seen everything else and then been like, oh my god, that's amazing. That's coming this year.
It still stands out. It really does.
Yeah.
Probably about my game of show.
Yeah. I saw a couple tweets from big publications saying the same thing. They're like, well, we can't actually officially give it that reward, but it was my personal game of the show. They couldn't give it to him because they didn't have hands-on, you know?
So. Yeah, that seems to be the stipulation for that award, is they have to play it. So.
Yeah, I know. I'm super excited. So it's going to be a good year.
Mods coming to the Fallout 4 on the Xbox at some point. That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I was kind of hoping towards the end there they were going to announce drop-in, drop-out co-op, just so you could just hop in and kind of roam around together, but oh well. I guess I can wait 10 years for Fallout 5. I don't want like a strictly multiplayer experience at all, and I don't want people to think that, but I think it'd be really cool just kind of roam the wasteland with a buddy.
Now you have a buddy. It's your dog.
I know.
I guess should briefly touch on Xbox also announced what some people were basically declaring the end of the world because there's now preview games. What the hell are they called on a?
Early access.
Early access. Yes, they announced early access games on the Xbox. Xbox. Is it the preview program or?
No.
Yeah, I think that's the name of it.
I like fuck the preview program. I'm pissed, man.
Oh, is it preview only? I thought it was just for everyone.
No. But I think that's what this particular brand... Like, there's the preview program for the Xbox Dash, but then there's
preview
games. I believe it's the preview... They're called preview games.
Game preview, yeah.
Game preview, yes. Xbox Game Preview, where you can then... So they're the early access games where you can buy them, but you can also play each one for an hour before committing to buying it. So you could try it out, basically. I tried out Elite Dangerous. That's not a game yet. You can do the training missions. That's about it. Nothing else works in that build yet.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I was kind of like, no, I was really hoping that it would work, that the game would be there, because it's not, shouldn't be that far off. And Fozzie seemed pretty high on it, at least the first. Like, I would play this. I think it's $31 on the Xbox Store.
Wait, now, are you sure that's not just the preview part? And yeah, like, if you buy it, it unlocks more, even though it's not finished. There's still more to it after you unlock it.
No, you get the game. It downloads the game. It's okay. Not once you purchase it, it unlocks more of it. It's like, this is what's available at this point.
Okay.
Which makes sense. I mean, it just went up.
Is this for Elite?
Yeah, Elite.
Oh, it's only $30 on Xbox? That's good.
$30.99.
I got a coupon for £5 as well, so that would bring it to, like, I don't know, $23-24.
Yeah, it's for the game preview version. I don't know if when it launches it'll actually be $60 or what. I was all on board up until, like, there's really no game there right now, so I might have to wait on that one. I might try out The Long Dark, though.
Yeah, I'm gonna try that out. Why was everyone all in an uproar about it? I don't get it.
Because now you can have early access games on your console, and that's just awful.
Oh, because that's a PC exclusive deal, right? Like,
yeah, Master Race
kind of.
Well, okay. the PC people often think that early access games are garbage too and shouldn't exist. So.
Oh, okay.
I don't think they're too bad. I like early access. I mean, it depends on the game, of course.
Right.
But, you know, if you're willing to understand what exactly you're getting.
Yeah, and Microsoft makes it very clear, like, it's all over their stuff for this. Like,
is it?
Hey, this is a preview version, please, but like,
I think
don't, if you're not comfortable buying what the condition this game is in now, please don't purchase.
Right. I think the best part is, though, that you get, like, an hour?
For free, then?
Yeah, if you buy it.
You buy the game now, Jeff, and you get...
It's like you're getting the game just at a beta state, so you're going to get everything on it.
But then you're going to get it when it comes out.
Yeah, exactly. Version 1.0.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Right, it is really cool.
I think it's smart.
So that's out there. I thought that was neat. I hope more games come to it.
Yeah, definitely.
But that's it. That's E3.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yay!
I'll take it.
Tired right now.
it was a fun couple days for sure.
I actually got to watch the conferences for the first time in my life.
Yeah, I think you'll be able to do it again next year, Tony, because it's this same week. So,
not necessarily. The 12th through the 14th is what I saw, but the press conference is always earlier. I don't know. I think I'm doomed again, actually.
Wait, did you see Jeff Keighley? I thought tweeted the 14th to the 16th.
Yeah, except that's a Tuesday to Thursday,
which is what E3 normally is. Yeah.
This year's was unusual.
Yeah, but the conferences. The conferences are on Monday.
The conferences are always on Monday.
See, that's the problem, is that my conference next year is the 12th or the 15th.
Ah.
Yeah, I'm fucked.
You're fucked.
Yeah.
That's all right.
It was nice while it lasted.
At least it was a good E3, right?
Right. Take it.
It was the best one in a while, so you got the good one. Well, we'll be back next week probably to wrap up our talk on The Witcher. Tony sounds like he's nearing his breaking point on it.
Need to play something else. Hot.
Batman.
And Batman.
Possibly some Batman?
Batman won't be out by next week, but I have other games.
No?
Actually, I won't be here, so I will be in Vegas. So
you guys. No, Batman's out by next Tuesday.
Batman is out on Friday of next week.
Nuh-uh.
No?
Isn't it?
Really?
23rd.
I'm pretty sure it's next Tuesday.
Yeah, dude. I might get it.
You're thinking of Lego Jurassic Park. That came out, like, last Friday.
All right. Maybe I'm wrong.
Let's see. Shopping for Arkham Knight. Xbox One.
No. The PS3 version.
All right, on PS3. Batmobile Edition, which was canceled
without notice.
Ah, not coming out. Never mind. All right, we're all screwed next week.
And I don't know. I'm not seeing a date. You're probably right, though. I think it's June 23rd, 2015.
That's Tuesday.
I don't know. I'm still torn on that. I want to play it, but...
I know. I'm the same way.
It's been so long for me that it feels like a next-gen version of it might be like... This is the
Did you play the last one, Jeff?
No, dude. I skipped all of them since the first one, so...
Oh, shit. Okay.
So
the first two
were part of City, though. Again.
Huh?
I wouldn't say City was great.
But. I thought City was great. I enjoyed City maybe a little more than Asylum, but we've had that argument. But anyway, the first two were really good. The third one wasn't done by Rocksteady. I didn't like the third one. Like I didn't. I got a couple hours into it and just didn't like it. I didn't know it wasn't done by Rocksteady until afterwards either. But I don't know. So this is done by Rocksteady. So I'm kind of excited for it.
That's the first one on these new systems, you know. That is a little bit of excitement, I hope.
True. And it's not a cross-gen thing, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, maybe you guys will talk about Batman next week.
Yeah, I'll probably pick up.
I will not talk about Batman. That will be at a crap stable.
Nice.
So. But somebody will be here next week.
Sure.
And they'll talk games and other fun stuff.
Yeah.
So, Jeff, say goodnight.
All right.
Yeah.
That was very enthusiastic, and I
sounded drunk and sexy.